Today we have a guest in the show. We have somebody in the house, okay? Like another friend, but actually it's the same friend, you know, from previous show, right?
Thank you.
the same friend in the previous show is Isabella Joy.
Hello.
Or Bella Joy, okay. We'll call her Bella Joy or Bella or Joy, right? Okay, Joy. So you visit to the Ayutthaya in the few days ago, right?
Yeah, I love
then
it.
Then how about the experience?
Oh, I love the experience. I mean, the main reason why I went to Thailand is really to see historical places like Ayutthaya, for example. I love historical places because I've been interested with history for a long time. And Ayutthaya, I think, is a perfect place for that, you know, to see culture of ancient Thailand and all that. I just love the experience. Like, there's a place wherein we felt calmer, you know. I love that. I really love that feeling.
Yeah.
Some places, it's all about structure, architecture, ancient things. And we also went to see a museum of gold, which is it's a museum that is until August 31 only, so it's really nice that we saw that. And I appreciate different types of gold casting, I mean designs, intricate designs in gold and all that.
So, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
But actually I think for my field, actually in the past when there, right, I go to teach university. And the topic about our teaching is about culture, also design for culture place or something like that. Actually, I tell you that culture is very important because it's you know, right? It's because it's about people. It's about people, no people, no culture, right?
Yes. People are the ones who defines culture. Culture is about language, right? It's about our way of life. And if there's no, you know, humans to do that, then there's no culture at all.
Yeah. No people, no culture.
Yes.
No. Yeah. It's about, there are different story actually that in the world, in the world have to think that it's like when on the earth, right, it's like a nature and culture.
Mm-hmm.
But actually nature is nothing much, it just come from the earth, but it may have story, but actually culture is about people, and it's like always have story around that.
Yes.
That's why people, and my study is like my teaching is like if you are maybe you what your ethnic, like your race is
Filipino
and you are pure Filipino, right?
Yes. But
yeah,
if you
like,
take a look at that, we have also Chinese blood.
Yeah, Chinese
Spanish blood,
right.
And all that. So it's a mixture of everything already.
Yeah, that. Just like Thai people, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like a mix,
it's
culture,
the same mix of
right?
everything
yeah.
now, yes.
But actually, I'll tell you that, it's like, if you go to the United States, or maybe Sweden, right? And there are group of people, like group of Filipino over there, right? It's always like that, like it may be a group of people, and when you use a space, some space make you uncomfortable, right?
Yeah,
because it's not for you.
Yes, there are moments wherein you will definitely feel uncomfortable, especially if you're meeting like the same people from your country. You know, I don't know, but that's what I felt. But at the same time, you know, later on, there are instances wherein later on the differences between you, it will go away. Or maybe the differences will just, you know, stay there, and you just decide to just go away or let go with the kind of group that you first met, something like that.
Yeah, I see that. Can you see that? But actually, it's like sometimes we have to. I mean, in our life in foreign country, right? Maybe we feel a bit uncomfortable, but it will be passed.
Yes, it
like
will
it
pass.
For a while, it will be like okay, it's just normal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But actually, the way we use the space in that area, like maybe I don't know, maybe a park, maybe like I don't know, you know, right? But actually, when Western people use space with like a house or something like theater or something like, I don't know, a lot of place, a lot of things, right? is different from Asian people.
Yes, I'll give you an example. Like, for example, bus stops.
Bus stop, right?
Yes, like, I would never get used to that. Like, at the first months of my stay in Sweden, I was like, you know, you need to wait for the bus in this in a specific bus stop. I'm sorry, but in the Philippines, we don't have that much.
Really?
Because you can wait anywhere.
Oh, you, actually, in Thailand, you have to wait in the specific bus stop also.
In the Philippines, no.
Why? It can wait anywhere, right?
Yeah, in big roads, in big highways, there you find specific places. I mean, specific places where you can wait for bus stops. But now, I mean, in like, for example, in this area, if we have this kind of area, you don't really, like, if you see one, because the main transport system in the Philippines is called jeepneys.
Yeah.
So you can just wait for jeepneys everywhere. So you can just do like that and you can ride there.
It's called jeepneys, right?
Yeah, jeepneys. So
the way you call the transportation?
No, it's the transportation, the jeepneys. But then the way we call them is just, you know, you just wave your hand and they will stop wherever you are.
Does that make your country like a lot of traffic jam or not?
Yes. Actually, that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, because actually, like, in Thailand, we don't have that, but it's like we have some specific law to control people who do something like
they
that.
They tried that. Yeah. Like, okay, let's have it, like, really specific places. Because we know that, I think it is the answer to the problem of traffic. Because imagine if people are waiting for jeepney over here and then over there, and the jeepney will, you know, stop and stop and stop, which it happens. But, you know, they tried, but nobody really wants to follow because it became a culture for Filipinos to just wait anywhere.
Oh, it's a culture of Filipino,
yeah,
right?
To just wait
anywhere. Yeah, talk about culture is like a bit complicated, you know, because it's like it's about when people gathering is some specific culture,
and they already have that established thing, okay?
Because you are history teacher, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you interested in some culture.
Yes, history. I mean, culture, history, they're, you know, interlinked with each other.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, we don't have any culture of really waiting for a specific spot, you know, in a specific spot when it comes to transportation. So we wait anywhere, we wait our jeepneys everywhere. So when I went to Sweden and then I used this app for transportation, it says there that I need to wait in this station. So regardless of where you are, I live somewhere kind of remote in Sweden, so like I need to walk to my
specific bus station.
I can just, you know, wave my hand on a bus and it will stop. It's not
like randomly.
Yeah. And in Sweden, even if you're living like inside you know, the forest and all that, there will always be a specific bus station, and there's a schedule wherein you can wait for that. I don't have that, you know. In the Philippines, we don't have that kind of idea, and I think that is something that makes me, how am I gonna say, people are kind of weirded out whenever I say that to them, but you know, I don't have the culture of waiting in a bus station.
So, because
they don't understand that in the Philippines we don't have such thing. Like, we do jeepneys.
But you didn't have a schedule of the bus also, right?
Where, in Sweden?
Yeah, in the
Philippines?
Philippines.
No.
Yeah, it's like, actually, we have bus.
Which is good, I saw that last time. Yeah.
But we don't have schedule. Like, hey, people don't see that about time, you know, like,
so
they always late, they always like chill, like relax, and it's like when you open to the Thai people, right?
Uh-huh.
You have to prepare the time like 1 hour maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
so it will still arrive there, right? But the thing here in Sweden is like, if you put your destination in their app, they will tell you all the transportation that you need to go to, and then it will tell you what time you should arrive in your place. So there is a possibility that if you don't ride this specific transportation on time, you will change your course.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing. If you don't want to change your journey to make it longer, follow the app.
Yeah, but actually it's made me think about online learning also, like when you study in Coursera, do you know Coursera?
Yeah.
You know, right?
Mm.
But actually, if you study in Coursera, right, you have to go to specific time, like to study. But that not work with, I mean, if Thai organization use that for like Thai people, I think not work with Thai people.
Are we talking about courses?
Yeah, yeah, like bus station, you know, like Thai people not serious about time. Some specific people.
So is there such thing as what we call Thai time?
Yeah, it's like
because in the Philippines we have a concept of Filipino time.
Really? How?
And that means you're always late.
You're always late.
But then, according to history, it's not really like that. Because Filipino time means you're always on time. But as time went on, people think that Filipino time thinks that you're late. So like, for example, meeting is around 8 a.m. and a Filipino would arrive 8:15.
Really?
And then he or she would say, oh, that's Filipino time.
It means you have to be on time or something like that?
It should be like that. Right. Before, that's the definition.
It is sarcastic or something
maybe because people are doing like in a very sarcastic way, Filipino time. No, people believe that it is actually
it's some kind of doctrine or like a teaching, right?
Then it's more of like an expression that we have that if you're late, that means Filipino time.
But then
it's not really that. If you will look at history, the meaning of Filipino time is that you're always on time,
right?
So, but then maybe, just like what we said, maybe people keep on joking about it, Filipino time, whenever they're late. So now it's embedded in our memory, in our culture that, maybe Filipino time is all about
like choking.
Being late. Yeah. So it's sad that they've known it something like that.
Can you see that? Okay, I will translate for them.
Go ahead.
ก็คือเขาบอกว่าที่พอเขาไปเขาเนี่ยสนใจในเรื่องของ culture มากนะคะแล้วก็ของเรื่องของการที่เกี่ยวกับเรื่องของผู้คนเกี่ยวกับเรื่องของการที่เราจะต้องไปมิงเกิลกับผู้คนอะไรเงี้ยหรือไปอยู่รวมกับผู้คนแล้วเกิด culture ขึ้นอะไรเงี้ยเขาก็สนใจใช่ไหมแล้วเขาก็เล่าให้ฟังเรื่อง culture ของสวีเดนกับ culture ของฟิลิปปินโนว่าฟิลิปปินโนเนี่ยมี culture แตกต่างจากคนไทยกับคนสวีเดนอย่างไรอย่างแรกที่เขาเจอเลยที่แบบที่มันปังๆมากก็คือเรื่องของบัสสต็อปหรือเรื่องของป้ายรถเมย์ซึ่งป้ายรถเมย์ของไทยเนี่ยมีรถไว้แต่อะไรรู้ไหมมีรถแล้วก็จอดแล้วก็มีบัสสต็อปใช่ไหมแต่รถมาไม่มีตารางเวลา ใช่ไหมบ้านเราไม่มีตารางเวลาแต่ของเขาเนี่ยไม่มีตารางเวลาแล้วก็รถเนี่ยมันก็จอดที่ไหนก็ได้เว้ยรถที่ฟิลิปปินส์จอดที่ไหนก็ได้จอดตรงไหนก็ได้เพราะมันไม่มีบัสสต็อปแล้วก็มันก็ไม่มีรถที่ฟิลิปปินส์เนี่ยไม่มีบัสสต็อปนะไม่มีบัสสต็อปแล้วก็ที่ transportation ของฟิลิปปินส์อ่ะเขาเรียกว่าจิปนี่ใช่ไหมจิปนี่จิปนี่ก็คือเหมือนเป็นคือเราเนี่ยจะเรียกจิปนี่เมื่อไหร่ก็ได้เราจะเรียกเหมือนแบบเรียกรถเมื่อไหร่ก็ได้ตรงไหนก็ได้ที่ไหนก็ได้ทำให้บ้านเขาว่ารถติดมากนะคะแล้วก็ต่อมาก็คือเรื่องของเวลานะคะเวลาเนี่ยเราก็บอกว่าจริงๆแล้วคนไทยเป็นคนที่ไม่ค่อยซีเรียสเรื่องเวลาทำให้เราเนี่ยบางทีเวลาจะนัดคนไทยเราต้องเผื่อเวลาไว้ประมาณ1ชั่วโมงอะไรอย่างเงี้ยครึ่งชั่วโมง1ชั่วโมงอะไรเงี้ยเพราะเขาอ่ะจะได้มาตรงเวลาใช่ไหมเขาก็บอกว่าของเขาก็เป็นเหมือนกันเมื่อก่อนเนี่ยมันจะมีศัพท์ที่เรียกว่าฟิลิปปินโนไทม์ก็คือหรือว่าสิ่งศัพท์ที่เรียกว่าเวลาของคนฟิลิปปินแต่เมื่อก่อนเนี่ยตาม history แล้วอะเวลาของฟิลิปปินเนี่ยคือเวลาที่ตรงเวลานะเว้ยแต่กลายเป็นว่าพอผ่านเวลาไปแล้วเวลานึงเนี่ยคนฟิลิปปินเนี่ยชอบเอาไปล้อเลียนเอาไปล้อเลียนว่าเนี่ยยูเนี่ยฟิลิปปินโนไทม์นะตอนเนี้ยยูมาสายแล้ว15นาทีฟิลิปปินโนไทม์มาไปล้อเลียนกันบ่อยจนคนน่ะเข้าใจผิดว่าฟิลิปปินโนไทม์เนี่ยคือการมาเลทการมาสายนะคะโอเค thank you very much then we continue okay yeah So it's about culture, like actually Thai people also have a weird culture, like I don't know, I can't think about it right now, but there are a lot of like Thai people love to like it's called moo like you respect something in an other thing which is not a god or something like Buddha or something like that, but there are different other things like maybe if there are some tree that have some weird fruit over there, you know, right? Like weird shape of fruit in the tree. Thai people will ask for the number like that. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, ask for the lotto number. You know. In Philippines, you have some culture like that?
Well, we don't have like for the weird fruit, for example. But our culture is actually rooted in animistic belief. So meaning, it's actually, we worship anything that is in nature. Before the Spaniards came and spread Christianity throughout the Philippines, we worship nature, like trees, fruits, whatever that is in nature. But then in terms of like look, asking for lotto numbers and all that, what I know is that we had this concept of whenever we see a spider egg,
You'll ask for the lotto?
I don't know how old people would do that, but they will get the spider egg and open it, and they say that there's a number there.
Really? It's the same. but they, in Thailand, Thailand, they did with everything, not
everything.
Not just spider egg, you know, everything that a nature, like, not it's weird, you know, like like if a bamboo come out from the from the soil, right, in the weird shape, they will like number come like that.
And how will they get the number?
They try to scratch it.
Oh my gosh.
ก็คือมีเรื่องตลกนะก็คือเรื่องที่ว่าเขาเนี่ยเราถามเขาว่าคนไทยเนี่ยชอบมูเนอะชอบการมูมากแล้วก็ชอบการแบบว่ากราบไหว้บูชาสิ่งที่ไม่ใช่พระใช่เจ้าไม่ใช่แบบพระเจ้าอะไรอย่างเงี้ยเนาะก็อย่างเช่นไปขูดหาหวยบ้างอะไรอย่างเงี้ยเนาะคนไทยก็จะมี culture แบบนี้ใช่ไหมเราก็ถามเขาว่าฟิลิปปินส์เนี่ยจะมีบ้างไหมที่ฟิลิปปินส์เนี่ยมีพฤติกรรมอะไรประหลาดประหลาดหรือมีพฤติกรรมกราบไหว้อะไรประหลาดๆที่เขาบอกว่าคนฟิลิปปินส์อ่ะไม่ได้กราบไหว้อะไรแบบนั้นแต่ว่าเขาอ่ะจะมีสิ่งหนึ่งที่เขาชอบกราบไหว้ก็คือไข่แมงมุมแต่ว่าเวลาที่เขาเห็นไข่แมงมุมเนี่ยเขาจะขอหวยเลยเหมือนคนไทยเลยแต่เขาขอเฉพาะไข่แมงมุมนะอย่างอื่นไม่ขอเช่น like the other thing you didn't ask for the number right
which one
Like some weird thing, another thing.
We don't have
just spider egg.
Because it's so rare to find that. It's in the house, for example. It's so rare to find a spider egg, right? You don't just see it. And then I remember when my grandma would used to like see it, she will open it and look for the number. I don't even know how they find a number. And then one day I saw in Facebook, like there's a post like that and says there that, like, comment if you also have a grandma or grandpa who thinks that there is a number in the spider egg. And a lot of Filipinos are commenting like, oh, we also do that, and my grandma and grandpa asked me to.
Why it had to be grandma and grandpa?
Because they're the old people who believe it. I haven't heard my father or my mom who would ask me to get the spider egg. And then I don't really know if it's a spider egg though, but then it's like a circle thing with the spider, something like that. I don't know what part of spider was that, but we call it egg, but I'm not sure. Yeah,
I think it's egg, but I don't know, like spider insect, right? No, not insect. It's arachnida,
it's arachnid.
So I think it's maybe some common belief, you know, right?
Yeah.
Common belief.
Yeah.
ก็คือเขาเนี่ยก็เชื่อในการขอหวยเหมือนกันแต่เขาขอแต่เนื่องจากเรื่องของการเชื่อไข่แมงมุมเนี่ยมันเป็น culture ของคนแก่คือที่นั่นน่ะคนที่หนุ่มสาวอ่ะเขาไม่เชื่อเรื่องนี้กันแล้วคืออย่างเบลล่าจอยอย่างเงี้ยเขาก็ไม่เชื่อเรื่องไข่แมงมุมแล้วคือเขาไม่ได้เชื่อว่าไข่แมงมุมเนี่ยมันจะมีหวยมันจะมีอะไรอยู่ในนั้นใช่ไหมแต่คนแก่ที่อยู่ฟิลิปปินส์อ่ะเขายังเชื่อเรื่องนี้อยู่เขายังเชื่อว่าไข่แมงมุมมีเลขอยู่ในนั้นเหมือนคนไทยเลยแต่ว่าคนไทยเนี่ย Thai people always think that some supernatural likeWhat he calling tree or something like something that come out from the ground unnatural, you know, or some weird food, some unnatural fruit or something like I don't know, maybe everything that weird Thai people will like number like ask for number, you know, yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's funny, but actually I think maybe a lot of weirdculture in Thai people, like there are some funny thing, like when they mingle together also, like I don't know about another country, but Thai people like to mingle and gossip.
Oh my gosh, you know that according to history it's part of being human.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what it made us survive
in sapien, right?
Yeah,
sapien, like Sapien book from Johan
Naval, Harari. I think. It is something that made us survive, yes.
Yeah, yeah.ก็คือเราบอกเขาว่ารู้ไหมว่าเราไม่รู้ว่าไอ้ยิงฟิลิปปินโน่เราโซ่ right is mingle and scotsy
we have a term
right
for like for example a neighbor who loves to gossip
yeah
marites
yeah
so you know if you will say to a Filipino oh marites a Filipino will laugh at you because they will be like how did you know that
yeah but actually some specificPeople don't like gossip, like me. But
I mean, I don't like gossip.
Yeah, but actually, I ever like gossip before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some specific experience, like I nightmare a lot. I have a lot of nightmare because of gossip. And then after I stop it, it's gone, you know. Just suddenly gone.
Huh?
Yeah. ก็คือเราบอกเขาว่าคนไทยเนี่ยมีพฤติกรรมอย่างนึงเนาะก็คือเวลามิงเกิลหรือว่าเวลาอยู่รวมกันเนี่ยเขาจะกอสซิปเขาจะนินทากันเขาจะแบบว่าพูดถึงคนอื่นอะไรเงี้ยแต่ว่าเขาก็บอกว่าคนฟิลิปปินส์ก็เหมือนกันอันเนี้ยแต่ว่ามันเป็นทั่วโลกเนาะเอแบบทุกประเทศเป็นเหมือนกันหมดเพราะการนินทาตามหลักคริสตี้อ่ะมันคือการทำให้มนุษย์อะaware หรือว่าระวังเพศภัยระวังแบบว่าอันตรายจากภายนอกอะเนาะเป็นกลไกหนึ่งเพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยการนินทามันเลยทำให้มนุษย์อยู่รอดมาถึงปัจจุบันเพราะฉะนั้นมันก็เลยพาร์ทของคัลเจอร์ของคนก็เลยเป็นงานนินทาเนาะเพราะฉะนั้นปล่อยให้นินทาต่อไป let the gossiper gossip you know
yeah I mean you know having the gossip culture is really bad for me I think
It's toxic.
It's a very toxic kind of thing, especially if it's in the workplace.
Yeah.
I really don't like it that much. I mean, even if it's not in the workplace, it's not really a good thing to gossip. I mean, I don't care about what other people would do in their lives, right? But then some people would really indulge in those things and all that.
So yeah. But actually, I don't think it's like I don't think it's bad though. It's like just some kind of equation.
Yeah, it helped us to survive before.
But it's just that.We specifically don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's bad, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just a bit too much, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Something that
if it destroys lives, you know.
Is a toy. Is sometimes destroy people life, and it maybe like if you focus on another people life, maybe you don't focus on yourself.
Exactly.
Maybe use it just for reflect yourself, like.
Yeah.
What the people do and do something wrong, you know,
mm-hmm, exactly.
and you use it for fix yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what about some weird Filipino culture?
Weird Filipino culture. I don't know. I think it depends on how you define weird. Because like for example, I grew up. I think I mentioned this. I know I haven't mentioned this that much in any podcast or anything, but I wrote something about it. Like I grew up.That whenever I get sick, it's my grandma who will cure me using ginger.
Ginger?
Yes. So she will do like this with me, with ginger.
Ah, see that? It's like all belief, right?
Yeah, she will talk to the ginger.
Yeah.
And then she will yawn and then throw parts of the ginger and then do again. And then do again until the ginger is small. And then she will put it in on my clothes, like with a pin or something. And then wait until I get okay.
And it's work?
Well...It works. That's what the belief in.
But you know the placebo, right?
Yeah, placebo effect.
Maybe it's just yeah.
But then so you know if you're little and you have those kind of thing like done to you by your grandma, of course you feel weird.
Yeah, you feel comfortable a bit, right?
Because she's my grandma, so you know you laugh at it and all that. But then years later, when I was doing my research about ancient medicine in the Philippines, I encountered that.
Yeah.
So really, people long time ago they believe in you know using ginger to talk to spirits and cure people.
Yeah.
And they have terms for that, and I'm like, okay, so this is what my grandma is doing. It's actually an ancient medicinal practice.
I think it's cool, you know.
It's cool. I mean, I find it cool now that I grew up with that, but I don't find it cool knowing that I'm scared of hospitals.
Oh, I'm scared
of clinics.Whenever I'm sick, I just, you know, keep it. Unless I'm like, oh, getting,
you know like
bad already. Emergency
clinic is for the people who like really severe. Like if you kill yourself, every most of the symptom.
Yeah.
Can work with the.
I believe that our body has that capability
to
cure itself.
Like
right?
like your antibody or something like.
Yeah.
But actually, you can kill most of the symptom by food and exercise.
Yeah. So I'm scared of hospitals, and I think I blame like somehow like because I grew up. And we'd never go to the hospital if it's like just, you know, stomach aches, symptoms. It is always my grandma, you know, who cures us with all her herbal things.
Yeah.
You know, like
this seem cool, you know.
Right?
Like,
I find it cool now that I grew up.
Yeah, because
Jinjinja
is the food also, you know, like
you know, my grandma died 105 years old. So, you know, she's really into that kind of lifestyle.
I think I have to interest in herb more or maybe in like nature cure.
Mm-hmm.
Like because I think Western way is like, you know, right? It's Chinese medicine, right? Yeah, and
Chinese.
It's like Chinese medicine cure a thing from the root, like they have some specific effect like hot and cold.
Yeah,
like you
know
right
yeah.
hot food and cold food or something like you don't like even the drink you don't have to drink a cold water because
yeah.
it's ruin your metabolism.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Because I heard my Chinese friend before, our body is naturally hot or warm.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you drink something cold, if you know, you destroy the balance or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, something like that.
Yeah, so I think basically it's just like the body can cure itself if you don't look in it with your activities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe Chinese medicine is focused on the balance, the thing that make you sustainable, you know, like most. But actually, I think Western is some kind of suddenly can cure, you know, like if the symptom is very hard to cure. Western way is some esoteric way, but actually there are some effects about that also.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Western way, it have to be like cut the organ or something, like, you know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Cut the organ, cut the, yeah.
Remove everything.
Remove everything, yeah. That infect out,
yeah.
Yeah, right? But actually, I believe in...
And the medicine that is really chemicals and everything. Synthetic ones, right?
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of that as well.
But actually it still need in some case, because it's like in some case it's severe.
Mm-mm.
It cannot use some specific way to cure already. I will translate for them, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. ก็คือเขาบอกว่าสมัยก่อนเนี่ยมันเราก็ถามเขาว่ามี culture แปลกๆไหมที่ฟิลิปปินส์อะไรอย่างเงี้ยก็คือเขาบอกว่าแม่ยายของเขาอะเวลาเขาป่วยเนาะเวลาเขาป่วยยายของเขาเนี่ยก็คือจะรักษานะคะจะรักษาเขาโดยการที่นำขิงเนี่ยมาแปะๆตามร่างกายเนาะมาแปะๆตามร่างกายเสร็จแล้วเนี่ยก็เก็บขิงไว้ในเสื้อผ้าเขารอเขาหายแล้วก็เอาออกมาทีหลังอะไรเงี้ยซึ่งตรงเนี้ยมันทำให้เขาเนี่ยเขาก็รู้สึกแปลกๆตอนแรกเขาก็รู้สึกว่าทำไมต้องทำอย่างนี้อะไรเงี้ยแต่ว่าพอมาอ่านทีหลังอ่านหนังสืออ่านอะไรเงี้ยเขาก็รีเสิร์ชอะไรเงี้ยเนาะเขาก็ปรากฏว่ามันเป็นวิธีการรักษาของคนโบราณที่เขาใช้สมุนไพรในการรักษาซึ่งเราก็คุยกับเขาว่าสมุนถ้าพูดถึงสมุนไพรหรือโรคส่วนมากเนี่ยสามารถแก้ไขได้สองวิธีเนาะก็คือการกินกับออกกำลังกายแต่ว่าถ้าเป็นแพทย์แผนจีนเนี่ยแพทย์แผนจีนจะเน้นการบาลานซ์ก็คือเหมือนแบบกินการกินที่บาลานซ์แล้วก็การกินที่มีให้เอฟเฟกต์เพราะว่าจริงๆแล้วคือในสมุนไพรของจีนอ่ะเขาจะแบ่งเป็นลิตรร้อนลิตรเย็นอะไรเงี้ยซึ่งมันจะเกี่ยวข้องกับการบริโภคทั้งนั้นเลยเนาะการกินที่เรากินอาหารลิตรอะไรเข้าไปอย่างเช่นกินขิงนี่ก็ลิตรร้อนเนาะขิง ginger is hot yeah or maybe watermelon is cold in the Chinese
it's cold
way. I love that also, but actually, I think maybe acupuncture, you know acupuncture? Yeah, acupuncture is good also.
Yeah, I actually haven't tried acupuncture.
Yeah, but actually, it's, my friend said that it's removed the waste from your body.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It's like old-fashioned of doing a
very ancient cure. Actually way of doing it.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
So this is the Viet culture, right? Then how about the historical site? Do you have something like that, like in Ayutthaya, like something like a building that
In the Philippines?
Yeah, we
don't have.
Really?
We don't have structures. And I remember like someone asked like, why is it the Philippines doesn't have like structures like that? Like for example, there's Pyramid of Giza, right? In Southeast Asia, there's Borobudur, there's Ayutthaya, you know, temples and everything. And they're all built for, I mean, worship, right? What else? Angkor Wat, even the Wat Pho temples in Laos.
Why?
We have so many mountains that usually people use as place to worship.
Oh,
so we don't need. We don't need the big buildings.
But you believe in nature more, right?
We believe in nature. We believe in animistic.
Do you believe in ghosts or something like that?
Of course, yeah. We believe in ghosts, but I think the ghost part is more of a concept introduced by the Spaniards, because if you will take a look at the ancient culture of the Filipinos, we believe that if you die, you don't really turn into a ghost. You turn it into a spirit that lives in the plants, the stones.
Really?
That's the reason why we worship or we respect them.
That's why
we say tabi-tabi. 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 That means if you're gonna go somewhere like near or might like there's a what do you call this? Like so many plants, you say tabi tabi po because you might step on a rock that has a spirit in it, you know, things like that.
And about to ask you also, like if you step on the rock, how you do that? How you do after you step on the rock?
You say sorry.
But Thai people like there are some specific thing that Thai people when step on a book. Step on the books like this, they will like, sorry, you know, like, because the Thai people respect the knowledge.
I see, that's wonderful, that's a very interesting idea.
Okay, I will translate for them, okay?
Go ahead.
ก็คือเขาบอกว่าคนฟิลิปปินส์เนี่ยเชื่อถือในเนเจอร์หรือว่าเชื่อถือในธรรมชาตินะคะเขาคือจริงๆอ่ะคนฟิลิปปินส์เชื่อในเรื่องผีแต่ว่าเรื่องผีอ่ะมันมาจากสเปนมันไม่ได้มาจากคนฟิลิปปินส์คือคนฟิลิปปินส์อ่ะไม่ได้เชื่อเรื่องนี้ตั้งแต่แรกคือคนสเปนอ่ะเป็นคนเอาคอนเซปต์เรื่องผีอ่ะเข้ามาใน culture ของคนฟิลิปปินส์นะคะแล้วทีเนี้ยเขาอ่ะก็เชื่อว่าเวลาคนตายไปแล้วอ่ะจะกลายเป็นสปิริตหรือว่ากลายเป็นวิญญาณนะคะวิญญาณที่สิงอยู่ตามบรรลุขเทวดาอะไรพวกเนี้ยเป็นพวกแบบว่าวิญญาณที่สิงอยู่ต้นไม้บ้างหินบ้างหรืออะไรอย่างเงี้ยเราก็ถามเขาว่าเฮ้ยแล้วถ้าคนเผลอไปเหยียบหินทำงานอะไรเงี้ยเขาก็บอกว่าคนที่เผลอไปเหยียบหินนะก็คือขอโทษต้องขอโทษหินอะไรเงี้ยเพราะว่ามีทุกอย่างสิ่งอยู่ในธรรมชาติวิญญาณทุกอย่างอ่ะของเขาคือสิ่งในธรรมชาติของคนฟิลิปปินส์เนาะThen
is it related with Filipino art or something like that? Does Filipino believe? I mean, there are a lot of artists who are into beliefs about, you know, different things that are reflected in their art for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Like for example, there's we have this artist, he's our national artist. So in the Philippines, we give awards. For national artists. So we have a national artist that his work focuses on mythical beliefs. Filipino mythical beliefs. Like we have this Sari Manok is actually a chicken, but this Sari Manok has a very, very powerful, you know, like a phoenix or something.
Oh, phoenix. But it's in Filipino way, like Sari Manok is like
it's very, very colorful.
Oh, it's so like a rainbow or
something like that. And it's famous in the southern part because he's from the south. So Sari Manok is more of like a Muslim kind of creature. So most of his art, he has this kind of drawing and all that. So that's really interesting. So I think he's one of that. And I think others also, but I'm not really familiar with who they are in terms of their art. But for sure, there are people who, you know, apply this mystical beliefs.
Interesting, yeah. ก็คือเขาบอกว่ามีคนฟิลิปปินส์อ่ะเขาเชื่อในเนเจอร์ใช่ไหมทีเนี้ยก็คือจะมีสัตว์ตัวหนึ่งที่ชื่อว่าซาลิมานอกก็คือสัตว์ตัวหนึ่งที่ชื่อว่าซาลิมานอกนะคะซาลิมานอกเนี่ยมันจะตัวคล้ายๆนกฟีนิกซ์นะก็คือจะมีหลายสีเป็นสีลุ้งเลยเป็นนกที่แบบ powerful เหมือนเป็นนกที่มีพลังเหมือนฟีนิกซ์อ่ะเออเนาะแล้วก็มีศิลปินของเขาคนนึงเป็นศิลปินแห่งชาติที่เขาชื่อเสียงมากเลยนะเขาวาดแต่เรื่องมิติคอลเรื่องที่แบบเป็นเรื่องที่เป็นโฟกลอร์พวกเป็นตำนานของพื้นบ้านอะไรอย่างเงี้ยแล้วก็ดังมากคนนึงเนาะเขาเขียนภาพเรื่องนี้เนาะอืมเรื่อง Celimenon is his subject also right is his subject
yes in his art
okay so how about you like I see your work, okay? It's like Isabella Racine is something like a bit like about a place, yeah. Not specific culture, right?
Yes, I mean, I love, how am I gonna say? I love combining stories about the plants, about how I gather them, about anything that is about whatever that I put there.
Hey. Yes. Actually, today I study a thing. You see, right? You see, I study a thing in the internet, right?
Mm.
Yeah, but actually, there are one knowledge called insectology.
Yeah, like if
the people die and there are insects over there, like maybe like a fly, like a worm, right?
Yeah, you can
tell how long they dead.
Yeah.
You know this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But actually, it's the same. I think maybe it's the same. It's the same, this part object, I think, maybe it's like, it can tell the story by that way, right?
Yeah.
Like, the time and the thing, how long is it like? But actually, it's not the eye that can see, but it can tell some specific information, right?
Yes, most of my works, actually, like, for example, before the pandemic, it's all from my mom's garden, you know, the flowers in there.
Yeah.
And of course, those flowers, like for example, I made this pendant with a flower. I think it's very common here also in Thailand. You know the plant where if you touch it, the leaves close?
Yeah. Okay, we call mayala. What is it called in Filipino?
Makahiya.
Huh?
Makahiya? Makahiya is shy.
Shy,
so we think,
right?
That, you know, whenever we touch it, it folds. So it's shy. It's shy.
But
away.
it have a
flower.
Thorns.
And pink flowers, and then it has also a fruit. So I tried to dry that.
You dry that?
The pandemic, yeah, and I made like a pendant out of it. And you know, a lot of Filipinos really like it because, you know, it's something unique because, you know, the pendant has makahiya, you know, that plant over there. I still wanted to recreate that actually one day, and I hope I'll do so. So those are the things I have there. But the main story I have with my pendants before the pandemic was that, and during the pandemic, is that I gathered it on a time wherein an artist like me doesn't have any access to any materials. What my access was during that time is around my mom's garden, because during that time we're not allowed to go out because Philippines is in total lockdown.
Yeah, but actually, lesson is a way to preserve it. It's
yes.
Very clever way to preserve.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's really nice. That's why I discovered that, because at first I really don't know what to do with my dried flowers. So now I have that idea of preserving it there. Mm-hmm. But then when I went to Sweden, the story of the flowers—they're very rich in that. I mean, they have books that tells you what this flower is, what's the mythical,
the meaning,
belief,
right?
Yeah, the meaning. Yeah. So like for example, there's this flower called heather.
Yeah.
So it's actually pink, and you can find it in the forest. So if you go to a forest in Sweden or in Europe, you will find these flowers.
Yeah.
They're pink and they're small, and I love using them in my art. But it's rare to find white.
Then how about if you find white?
If you find white, it means something. It means that the fairies step on it.
Wow.
So that's what it means. And I find it really cute. I mean, whenever I tell that to my customers, you know, the story, and they're like, oh, that's very nice. Because sometimes I use white.
Like a lucky cover or something like that.
Yes. So whenever I find white, I put it there, and then they would say that, oh, it's really interesting. It's a really nice story, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, I've also learned stories about the elder flowers, the elder tree. It's a tree that has flowers.
Yeah.
And really, really good, you know, smells go so good.
The
even Eden? Yeah, even if you're there and the you're here and the tree is there, you can smell it. It's really good. And you can just pick the flower and eat it. It tastes sweet.
Mm.
Or what they usually do, they fry it. But the elder is actually considered as the queen of the forest.
Yeah, but actually
the
elder
flowers.
Is like I heard that also, you know, right?
It's very
Tibetan,
mystical,
yeah.
They say.
It's like in the tale.
A lot are
oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the folklore, they include elder. So like whenever there was a customer that when she found out that it's actually elder flower, she cried.
It's hard to find, right?
Not really hard to find, but then she said that it's something important to her because it's mystical and all that.
Oh, I see that.
That's why it's really, really nice.
Yeah. I translate for them, okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah. ก็คือเขาบอกว่าเขาบอกว่าเราก็ถามเขาเนอะว่าเออเขาที่เขาใช้แบบคืองานของเขาจะเป็นการลักษณะการใช้พวกแบบว่าสิ่งของที่เราเจอตามสถานที่ต่างๆเนาะเอามาทำเป็นอาร์ตซึ่งเราก็บอกเขาว่าเออจริงๆอ่ะวันนี้เราเรียนเรื่องนึงเกี่ยวกับอาชญาวิทยาเนาะซึ่งมันอ่ะจะพูดถึงเรื่องกีตวิทยาก็คือเหมือนแบบประมาณว่าเออถ้าเราเจอหนอนหรือเจอแมลงบางอย่างในศพอ่ะมันจะสามารถที่จะบอกได้ว่าศพนั้นน่ะตายไปนานหรือยังอะไรเงี้ยซึ่งเราคิดว่าหลักการเนี้ยมันคือเอาไปใช้กับศิลปะฟาวออบเจกต์ได้เพราะว่าศิลปะฟาวออบเจกต์อ่ะมันเป็นการบ่งบอกเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจเกี่ยวกับตัวศิลปะผ่านทางออบเจกต์ที่มันมีระยะเวลายาวนานประมาณหนึ่งหรืออะไรเงี้ยมันจะสามารถบอกเวลาหรือบอกเรื่องราวบางอย่างได้แล้วเขาก็บอกเขาก็เล่าให้ฟังว่ามันจะมีต้นไม้ต้นหนึ่งชื่อต้นฮีเตอร์นะคะต้นฮีเตอร์เนี่ยปกติดอกไม้เนี่ยจะเป็นสีชมพูซึ่งดอกไม้เนี่ยมันก็จะขึ้นอยู่ตามป่าเนาะทั่วยุโรปนั่นแหละแต่ว่าเพราะดอกมันอะไม่มีสีขาวนะไม่ค่อยมีสีขาวแต่ถ้าเจอสีขาวเมื่อไหร่แปลว่าจะมีนางฟ้าเนี่ยไปแบบไปเหยียบบนนั้นมันถึงเป็นสีขาวนะคะแล้วก็นอกจากนี้เขาก็ยังชอบต้นเอลเดอร์ซึ่งต้นเอลเดอร์เนี่ยมันจะเป็นต้นไม้ที่อยู่ในตำนานอยู่ในอะไรอย่างเงี้ยค่อนข้างเยอะเนาะซึ่งต้นเอลเดอร์เนี่ยจะมีดอกไม้ที่หอมมากคือหอมแบบระดับที่ยืนอยู่ไกลๆอ่ะยืนอยู่ห่างๆอ่ะก็ได้กลิ่นแล้วนะคะแล้วก็เขาก็บอกว่าเขาอ่ะก็มีลูกค้าเนาะลูกค้าที่ซื้องานอ่ะซื้อพวกจากดอกเอลเดอร์เนี่ยไปเนาะแล้วเขาก็ร้องไห้เลยเขาก็แบบว่าเห็นดอกเอลเดอร์เขาร้องไห้เลยเพราะว่ามันมีความหมายบางอย่างอะไรเงี้ยเวลาที่เอาไปทำงานอาร์ตเนาะแล้วก็ it's make me think about something you know like a beginning of the Jurassic no Jurassic Park what's that Jurassic Park
I think so is it like the
the dinosaur like
but I'm not I can't remember the first part
but actually the Jurassic Park is about it start from the amber is
Make
from something, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what amber made from? Like maybe
resin. Amber is resin.
Resin is then what resin is from? Like
plants,
right?
Yes.
Like maybe some specific part, chemical part of plant, right?
Can be, but it's
yeah.
Resin that hardened for like thousands or millions of years sometimes.
Can I see that?
That's the reason why ambers usually have. Ants inside, you know, some
insects.
That, yeah, insects.
Actually, in the Jurassic Park, it have the mosquito inside.
Yeah.
And actually, the scientist is they extract some blood from the mosquito, and then they extract the DNA and mix the DNA to be dinosaur in the story, right? Actually, I think about it that way, you know, like in the resin, right? It have something like some DNA of the plant inside, you know, right? Maybe it last long, you know, it's like a century, maybe. There's some body, maybe excavation, you know, right? And fire your art,
yes,
you know?
Yes, hopefully. but thank you for that, mate. That's really interesting.
Yeah, but... ก็คือบอกเขาว่าจริงๆแล้วเรื่องเจอสิกพาร์คใช่ไหมมันจะมี เรื่องเกี่ยวกับอัมพันเนาะอัมพันเนี่ยก็คือเป็นทำจากยางไม้ไม่ใช่ทำสิคือมันเกิดขึ้นจากเนเจอร์เกิดขึ้นจากธรรมชาติค่ะก็คือมันมาจากยางไม้ แล้วทีเนี้ยมันเกิดจากยาไม้ที่แข็งตัวกันเป็นแบบเป็นศตวรรษอะเป็นนานมากอะถึงจะเกิดเป็นยาไม้นี้ขึ้นมาใช่ไหมแต่ว่าทีเนี้ยคือเราก็บอกเขาว่าถ้าสมมติว่าศิลปะของคุณเนี่ยมันก็คงเหมือนกับอัมพันอันนี้แหละก็คือมันใช้เวลาแบบนานมากเพราะว่าไอเรซินเนี้ยมันอาจจะอยู่ไปจนถึงแบบศตวรรษนู้นเลยก็ได้ไงเพราะว่าอาจจะมีคนมาขุดค้นพบงานของอิซาเบลล่าจอยนะ I said to them that there's somebody excavation and discover
you right?
and you will be like a part of Italy like a part of the yeah that then the archaeologists will analyze your art like a, oh this is the art from the 17th century
like that. Yes, who knows. Correct, you're right.
Yeah. But actually, it's interesting to think that way, you know, about because mostly we work on the paper uh-huh. and the canvas and not that long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you do something like a resin is a chemical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a bit that long, more mm-hmm. than yeah.
Yeah. Usually it will. I mean, it can last for a long time.
Yeah, but maybe like a. I think it can be 1,000 years maybe.
Can be, because resin is really a strong material.
Yeah.
But the thing is the color. It will definitely change.
That's maybe, why maybe next time you try a diamond. Power object in diamond.
That would be super rich.
It can be, you know, like, because you cannot cut. But actually...
Yeah, it's so hard to cut.
Yeah. But actually, there may be some technology in the future that preserve the thing. Better later,
yeah,
maybe
better
chemical thing.
Yes. But I hope that the chemical is not that harmful to human beings.
So
because at first resin was actually, you know, it's for industry purpose.
Yeah.
So we really can't use it for jewelries, but now they have developed art resin.
Oh.
So you know you can use that for your art, jewelries, etc. Before it's so, you know, it smells so bad.
I think it's. Good also because it's like I believe that the sand artists use in the art maybe it's not the real sand also right
yeah I don't know actually
maybe mm-hmm. I just yeah, maybe yeah. because I think about this like some specific thing make thing easier or harder you know like when you do a Rubik.
Mm.
Have you ever played Rubik before?
Kinda,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because actually, if you play Rubik, right, there are some specific brand of Rubik that can rotate, like a championship. Use it.
Mm-mm.
It different from
the others.
The other. Yeah, it's the same thing. Like maybe some specific thing make thing easier. Like art lesson make it easier for artists to use.
Yes, right? Easier actually because. You know, you don't have to like the ratio. It's very important with resin, especially if you're using epoxy. It's important to know the ratio. So if you're using art resin, it's just one in one, one epoxy, one hardener, or 2-1. You know, there's a specific one. Before it's kind of hard because even if you follow the ratio, it doesn't harden. So that's the thing. So I think it's really nice that there's an art resin that's invented. But if you're also using UV resin, that's a different thing because you don't need A or B epoxy hardener thing. You need the UV light to make your resin hard.
I see that. Okay, I play on them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
ก็คือเขาบอกว่าสมัยก่อนเนาะคือเขาเนี่ยใช้เรซินเป็นการทำศิลปะนะฮะแต่ว่าสมัยก่อนเนี่ยเขาบอกว่ามันยากมากเนาะเพราะว่าจริงๆแล้วเนี่ยคือสมัยก่อนเนี่ยจะไม่มีอาร์ตเรซินนะเรซินเนี่ยเป็นสิ่งที่ถูกใช้ในอินดัสเทรียลหรืออุตสาหกรรมเท่านั้นนะคะจะไม่มีการใช้เรซินในงานอาร์ตเลยนะแล้วเรซินเนี่ยเพิ่งถูกพัฒนามาไม่นานมานี้เพื่อให้สามารถใช้ในงานอาร์ตได้นะคะโดยที่โดยปกติแล้วเนี่ยเรซินนะคือเวลาที่จะใช้อะมันจะมี2 ส่วนก็คือมีเรซินกับฮาร์เดนเนอร์ใช่ไหมซึ่งถ้าเราผสมไม่ดีอะไม่เรซินแข็งไปก็ไม่แข็งเลยอะไรแบบเนี้ยซึ่งต่อมาก็จะมียูเรซินเหนือเพชรนึงเนาะที่ชื่อว่า UV resin ซึ่ง UV resin เนี่ยเขาจะไม่ต้องมี ไม่ต้องมีอีพ็อกซี่ไม่ต้องมีอันนี้แต่ว่ามันจะมีตัวเรซินเลยแต่ว่าถ้าจะทำให้แข็งอ่ะต้องใช้แสง UV ซึ่งใช้แสง UV ฉายเข้าไปมันก็จะทำให้เรซินแข็งได้นะคะแต่ก็ต้องมีเครื่องฉาย UV it have to be specific to like radiate the UV right
yeah
what
do you mean huh?
the to radiate the UV light
yes there's a UV light or just the sunlight
just the sunlight
yeah
okay,
right? yeah
ก็คือใช้แสงอาทิตย์ก็ได้แต่อาจจะช้าหน่อย is so be slower right
slower not really
not really
yeah after 2 minutes or 10 minutes it's hard already
oh
if it's
in the sunlight
yeah in the sunlight if it's UV
you UV or you use the machine
board right yeah if it's epoxy then you need to wait according to the label so like it can be 24 hours 3 days etc before your resin hardens
ก็คือถ้าเป็นใช้เรซินปกตินะฮะจะต้องใช้เวลาประมาณนึงในการทิ้งเวลาให้เรซินแข็งนะคะก็คืออาจจะเป็นวันเนาะหรืออาจจะเป็นหลายวันอะไรอย่างเงี้ยมันถึงจะแข็งนะขึ้นอยู่กับว่าเราผสมฮาร์ดเดนเนอร์ไปเยอะไหมอะไรเงี้ยแต่ว่าถ้าเป็นอันเนี้ยถ้าเป็น UV เรซินเนี่ยใช้เวลาประมาณ 20 hour right until it's dry
which one
The UV.
UV is 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah.
Wow, it's very,
very fast. That's why Japanese people they are the ones who use UV resin. They like it more because you can just put it under the you know the thing when you use for nails.
Yeah.
It's also UV, right? You can also do that.
But actually, I heard from my sister that you speak to her that there will be a resin that can be a metal, right?
Oh, that's not resin, it's clay.
Clay, right?
Yes.
Oh,
so, I really want to create something that where I can use my... Where I can put resin.
It's have to burn or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, you need to burn it.
Burn, right?
Yes, you need to burn
it. Burn it and then it's be metal already?
Metal, yes. Because when you burn it, the clay will dissolve.
What kind of clay?
I have no idea. They call it metal clay.
Metal clay?
Yes.
ก็คือเขาบอกว่ามันจะเป็นมันจะมีดินชนิดหนึ่งนะคะที่ดินชนิดหนึ่งจะทำจิวเวลรี่อะนะมันจะเป็นดินที่เวลาเราเผาอะแล้วมันจะกลายเป็นเมทัลหรือกลายเป็นเหล็กได้ซึ่งงงมากงว่ามันเป็นเหล็กได้ไงวะเอาเคมีโคตรนะมันจะแบบคือปกติแล้วเนี่ย is metal real metal right
yeah
it will but actually come from the clay
yeah.
Actually,
they do it like they mix it withClay, you know, little particles of metal used mixed with clay. I don't really have specific idea on how the science in there works, but according to some of the videos that I've watched, like the metal is with clay, and when you burn it, you know, the clay will dissolve, and then the metal will be left.
It's worked that way. ก็คือเขาบอกว่ามันเวลามันดินอะมันผสมกับเหล็กอยู่เนาะดินมันผสมกับเมทัลอยู่ทีเนี้ยคือเวลาที่เอาไปเผาอ่ะส่วนที่เป็นดินมันจะหายไปเหลือแต่ส่วนที่เป็นเหล็กมันก็เลยเป็นแบบนั้นแต่ว่าที่เราเห็นนะชิ้นงานอ่ะมันเป็นเหล็กเลยแต่ว่ามันเวลาตอนปั้นอ่ะมันเป็นดินปั้นอ่ะปั้นเหมือนดินเลยแต่พอเผาปุ๊บกลายเป็นเหล็กโคตร amazing do you think being artist is hard
for me my own opinion I don't really find being an artistHard if it's like with my art,
yeah.
Because since I started like embracing it and really started to sell my work, you know, it was really actually okay. Like in my last year in Sweden, it's only my art that kept me, you know, it's my primary source of income. So you know, living in a very expensive place such as Sweden, having your art as your primary source of income is something. So it means that my art has a capacity to support me.And when it comes to inspiration, I really, you know, I don't have moments wherein I don't feel inspired. Like seriously, if you give me a material, I will create something out of it, like jewelries, etc. I'm always inspired, like, but I just choose to like
break.
Yeah.
Why you take a break actually?
I take a break because I'm traveling right now, and in Laos, it's so hard to buy materials.
Yeah, like. Gathering inspiration, right?
Yes, gathering inspiration, you know, drawing it for a while. But
it can be burned out, you know, if you don't stop.
Because if it's more of like I don't have materials
yeah
that I need, and I'm traveling, so you know, and resin needs space. Because it smells, but I use a good quality of resin that doesn't have smell anymore. Just like what I've said, art resin doesn't have smell. So you know, I don't have problems with that. So I need a big table, and I need to put my dried flowers, and I need to put, so I need space for that. It cannot be a kind of art wherein I can put inside my bag and then, you know, just travel.
So it's okay. Actually,
I think it's
fine. You just take a break because you travel. Like not like you're tired or something
It's not that I'm tired or anything. Actually, I want to go back again. So the thing that I'm doing right now is just I draw. You know, I do watercolor sometimes just to release that feeling of I really want to create art.
That's
why I bought like a couple of days ago some watercolor and just paper and then just draw. And I still draw flowers. That's just to release the feeling of I want to create art. But my soul, you know, my being really wants to create flower art that I do with Isabella. I really want to use resin, you know, things like that. So hopefully by maybe when I go home, go back to the Philippines, I start working again.
Can I ask that? Do you believe in some, like a supreme
being
or something like that?
Yeah.
You believe?
Because there are.
Do you believe in something like law of attraction?
I do believe
like
in a law of attraction as well.
Yeah, you believe. Right?
A person can be a mixture of different beliefs, right? So I believe in law of attraction. I believe in that there is a bigger energy.
A
bigger power.
Yeah,
that controls everything and all that.
Yeah, it reflects in your art also.
It is reflected in my art because those are actually how am I gonna say? I have no idea where my inspiration is actually coming from.
Yeah,
I always say that it's from nature. I mean, nature inspires me a lot, but you know, I don't know why it's overflowing. To be honest, I have so much ideas right now that I want to put in so many things.
Yeah, actually,
I don't even know where that came from.
Basically, I can tell you that it's like a God guide in nature.
So it's a something. And
like when you find a rock, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe God tried to speak to you.
Exactly. Right. So you know, I always believe that there are so many questions in this world, and you know, us humans, we always try to put answers to so many questions, but actually our answers are not enough. So you know, just to justify that there is no God, for example. But for me, I believe that there is a higher being, but I don't know what it is really called. How am I gonna say? Because Christians call him God, other religions call him this, call him that. But if you will look at it, it's something. You know, it's something that is bigger than us that we cannot even explain.
We can just
feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
right?
it's everything cannot be in order, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like everything beauty in like in every order, like, and it's come from little like quantum, you know, like so if it come from that and purely the everything is just energy, that's combined together to being something, right? So there must be someone or something that behind that to control everything.
So like that. And I also believe in law of attraction, just like what you said. I will always believe the power of the
because,
mind.
Because specifically if you said law of attraction, I think about energy.
Yeah, it's all
more
energy,
than
right?
because
anything.
Before I am a person who didn't believe in any extra, like, you know, supernatural or like but actually something happened to my life that I start to believe in something.
Okay. Chan pop khomun ni nai website kyu.
Siri.
Aha.
Wa yang ngat.
Siri is coming. Okay. I'm just a bit frightened, you know, because we speak about God and Siri come. You know, right?
Oh, Siri.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So today is very fun, you know, right?
Yeah. I love talking to you, man.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
So I think it's like Yeah, it's a bit frightened me a bit. So like, you know, I'm just lost in like, yeah, like silly. It frightened me. You know? Like we talk about God and we talk about like there's a specific thing that maybe thing that I should believe in something that supernatural, and then he come, you know, and it's like, what? Like what?
I think somebody's calling you, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe someone calling me. Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, there will always be something, you know, higher.
Yeah, maybe we keep connect, okay? Yeah. Like in social network, maybe.
Of course, yeah.
So, because I want to know about your future work also.
I opened a website the other day, by the way. It's my website before, but I just, you know, reopened it.
You should sell it, actually, you know.
I have a website, that's why.
So you have a website,
yeah,
right?
I have a website.
You use Shopify?
I use Shopify. Yeah. IsabellaResin.com.
IsabellaResin.com.
Yeah,
but you opened yesterday or something like that?
The other day.
The other day.
I would appreciate if you will take a look at it, but I don't post my products yet, because just like what I told you, I want to be in a, you know, settled in a place where I can have my space to create.
Yeah, actually the if you open Shopify, right? Because if you open new one right now, maybe you have to pay like $1 per month, right?
I do not. It's actually an old one. That's my original website, so I just opened it. So again,
reopen, right?
Huh?
Reopen it.
Mm-hmm. And right now I'm using the blog page, so I'm writing, and
that good
put it there.
Yeah.
So that, you know, somehow it's there and it has like related to my art as well.
I think Shopify is good, you know, because Shopify is like you can push everything.
Yeah. I realized that you can also put like, for example, workshops. I teach flower preservation, resin art, so maybe I can put there my courses as well. So it's nice. I love it, actually.
Yeah, and it's very easy to use, right?
It's very easy to use
and very beautiful also, like
the website. Yeah, if you can take a look at it later, then
sure maybe right now
so
I can
think IsabellaResinArt.com.
IsabellaResinArt.
No dot, just IsabellaResinArt.com.
okay, just buy it.
No dot,
right? Yeah. Maybe it
is. That? Yeah.
Wow, very beautiful website.
Yes. So this is like my recent post. So I only have three. So
see that? Yeah. Oh, very beautiful. Yeah, you have some skill in photography, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, what camera you use?
That one I use that for is Nikon camera. And I left it in Sweden.
You use the SLR, right?
Actually, it's not DSLR. I don't know. Actually, it's D200. It's not DSLR.
Really?
As far as I know, yeah.
Oh.
I will always believe that the best camera is the camera that you have. So regardless of the phone, etc.
I just thought you speak from like the best camera is
the camera that you
have. Yeah, the camera that you have.
There are so many people with so many, you know, very
gadgets,
but not even nice photos.
But actually, you know what? The most important thing about photography is what?
What?
You know,
I don't know.
Is take a photo. like if you have some fancy gadget and you just like throw away, like don't do the photo, so
it's
useless.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's my recent update. So
it's really cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very
so
cool. Like the picture can be like a commercial, you know.
Thank you. So yeah, so I posted one.
You can use everything.
Yes,
here.
I can use everything.
Why? Because you're in Sweden, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
made that in Sweden. Actually, I grabbed that opportunity.
Yeah.
Because
that's
if I put
cool.
Shopify from the Philippines, it won't be like that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's restrict in some function.
Mm-hmm.
And payment.
Yes.
Yeah. You're smart, Smart app.
So, you know, I really don't want to lose that website.
Yeah.
Because of that. So
can you
look at the about page, for example?
The blog?
About.
So
this is that's about me. That's the how do you call this? Those are the information. So yeah, that's it. So that photo is actually from, she's now one of the top photographers in Stockholm, but during that time, when she took my photo, she's not that famous yet.
Lily?
Yes. So I only paid $100, but now it's like hundreds of dollars before you can have
a
photography session with her.
Oh, actually, you're a teacher, just like me, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, but actually, let's take a look at the blog, okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So that
the blog is like there are some article, right?
Yes, I wrote them all. So that's like flower preservation.
Yeah, I think I should go back to the old Shopify because I create a new one because it's Vandala, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I should stick to the one to the one I create, and it's like there are something I set up already, like an account, like a thing, you know. Yeah, you make me get the idea, you know, of of get the old Shopify back. Maybe it's worth something, you know, like yeah. Cool website. Yeah.
Thank
and it's very
so
very nice color also.
I
yeah.
love flowers, you know me.
Yeah.
And those are my like you know when I rested like in Sweden when I moved, like maybe 6 months I did not work with my art, and then when I work those are the things that I produce. So you see the picture in the middle. So those
yeah,
are
yeah.
and they're all sold now.
Oh
yes.
เขาให้ดูเว็บไซต์เนาะก็จะบอกว่าเว็บไซต์ก็สวยมากเลยแต่ว่าเดี๋ยวจะทิ้งลิงก์ไว้ให้นะคะชื่อ isabella.resinart.com เดี๋ยวจะทิ้งลิงก์ไว้ให้แล้วก็ทุกคนสามารถเข้าไปดูผลงานของเขาได้นะคะที่ isabella.resinart นะคะซึ่งก็จะเป็น resin art นั่นแหละเนาะตามชื่อเลยแล้วก็เป็น flower object นะคะก็คือจะดอกไม้ที่ไหนก็เอามาหล่อ resin อะไรอย่างเงี้ยซึ่งสวยงามมากเนาะเออแล้วเขามีสกิลถ่ายรูปสวยมากเลยนะคะเดี๋ยวถ้ายังไงเดี๋ยวเราจะทิ้งลิงก์ไว้ให้นะคะโอเค like and website is full function you know like
yeah depending on your location you can change your
currency maybe like
and also the I think language
Svenska is Swedish right
Swedish, yes.
yeah okay I will leave the link for people
thank you so much. One day I will post my products again and I hope to
to
get support.
Maybe I show you mine later.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe we exchange the perspective about a website or something like that.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, sure. Okay, today I think maybe it is time already. Like, there are a lot of things we speak today, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a very interesting aspect point. Maybe we focus about culture today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there are a lot of things that make people maybe like blink or something like idea or something. Maybe you can have some specific idea after you listening to this episode. Maybe I hope this episode will be one of the best episodes. Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, one of the best episodes we exchange with the great artist here. Okay, so. I hope you get something from this episode, and we have to go now, okay? Because
see you again next time.
because it's a bit. I think it's a bit late night.
What
right?
time is it now?
Yeah, maybe it's like 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Maybe it's time. So I think maybe we go and I hope you guys go visit the website and comment something on the website or maybe follow her Instagram maybe I will leave the link, okay? Then thank you, Isabella Joy, for
the
show.
Thank you for
always
having me.
Yeah.
For always talking to me. Thank you so much.
Sure,
I learn a lot all the time.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you.
See you.
Yeah.